Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, my name is Steve Siegel, and our program today is Planning with Spousal Lifetime Access Trusts, a reference that we often call SLATs. As I'm sure all of you understand, we are in very interesting times in terms of tax and estate planning. The biggest problem we're facing in dealing with our clients is we're not sure what the law is going to be within the next few months. And that is beyond frustrating. I have clients come to me and say, I want a simple plan that makes sense, that works for myself, my spouse, my family. I don't want it to be overly complicated. I don't want it to be super expensive. And I want it to last a while. And I say to them, no problem. I've got you covered. You just have to answer three questions and we're good to go. And they say, fine, what are those questions? Question one, what is the value of your assets? Question two, in what year will you die? Question three, what will the law be in the year you die? And of course, the clients give me that quizzical look that I expect. And I say to them, they say to me, well, I can't answer all those questions. And then I respond by saying, well, now your planning is going to be a little more complicated than you might have liked. And that's where we are. We don't know answers to basic questions like how much can I give away? How much can I leave my family? How much can I deal with in terms of spouses and things of that nature? So what do we need to do? What we need to do as planners is to be aware of where the law is today, where the law might be going based on some of the proposals that are out there in the political world, that some of which are likely to pass in the next few months or in the next 6 months to a year, and we need to address those issues. So where do we start? We start by recognizing where we are today. We have this $11.7 million exclusion, which is a wonderful exclusion. It's the largest we've ever had. It's based on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That act says, however, that after 2025, that $11.7 million indexed for inflation until 25 is going to be reduced. It's going to be going back beginning in 26 at where it was in 2017, indexed for subsequent deflation. So it was about $5.5 million then. So we're looking at maybe $6 million number in 2026. But is that going to be the number that our clients are going to focus on? Well, doesn't seem to be, because we have political risk. We have political risk in that we have Senator Sanders' bill introduced in the Senate and also introduced in the House, the 99.5% Act, saying that that exclusion should be lowered significantly. $1 million for gifting during lifetime, $3.5 million for transfers at death, increasing the federal estate tax percentage from 40% to 45% for estates over up to 10 million, 50% between 10 and 50 million, higher for persons in higher atmospheres of wealth. That's a big change. So what we're looking at is the opportunity that we have today to take advantage of this exclusion, to take advantage of the opportunity to transfer as much wealth as our clients are willing to transfer and able to transfer while this exclusion is still available to us. The phrase I use all the time in a friendly way talking to clients is, you can use it or you can lose it. If you can't make up your mind what to do, if you can't pull the trigger on planning, if you say, I'm going to wait and see what they pass, that might be too late. One of the bills that one of the senators has introduced, the Senator Ben Holland from Maryland, he's introduced a bill that is retroactive to January 1st of 21 with big changes. In my view, it's unlikely that would be passed with a retroactive date. The U.S. Supreme Court has said retroactivity is possible in a tax law. They've allowed it to happen. Couple cases, one's called United States versus Carlton, decided about 30 years ago or so. But even if they don't make it retroactive, that bill could pass. And if they make it retroactive, then it's too late to act. But the real concern on a more practical basis is they could say it's effective the date of enactment.